I am joined now by Alex and Julian from the hugely successful British band Franz Ferdinand. How are you boys doing today?
Yeah, great, Sam. How are you?
I am not too bad. What have you guys been getting up to today?
We've been sort of chatting to a few people. Just hanging out. We're in London at the moment.
Nice.
We're going off to France tomorrow, so just getting ready for that, really.
Busy schedule. Is it tiring?
Not really, you know. Like I used to work as a chef. That's really tiring.
Oh, wow.
Band's not that bad, yeah.
As a chef? Where did you work as a chef?
Ah, loads of different kitchens all over the place. The last job I had as a chef was there's the famous Groucho Club in London.
Oh, yeah.
They opened a branch in Glasgow for a while, and I was a chef in their kitchen. And that's kind of where the band started in some ways, because Bob, our bassist, he worked in the kitchen as well at that time as a dishwasher. And on Saturdays, when it was really quiet, we used to talk about this imaginary band that we would get together, and that eventually became Franz Ferdinand.
That's amazing. A band full of chefs. All right, well, listening to Feel the Love Go, it kicks off with a really catchy beat. It catches the ear straight away. How did that specific beat, come about?
Ah, that's good to hear. You know, I guess we were sort of like jamming that in the room, like sort of to get the beat and the feel. And it's Paul Thompson, our drummer, playing on that song. And
cool.
Paul drumming and Julian playing the synth. And what you're hearing is the sound of them playing in a room together, playing live together. So when we made this record, we really wanted to combine, I suppose, quite an old-school approach in some ways and a very futuristic approach in others. Like, we wanted to get a sound that sounded new and fresh, but to record it and to perform it in a really old-school way, like to rehearse everything and know all the songs inside out and play everything live in the studio. So, yeah, that's what you're hearing. It's the sound of four people playing live in a room together.
You guys have a very specific sound, and you were talking about a kind of more futuristic sound to it. Would you say it still kind of sounds like you guys, kind of the last four albums?
I mean, it sounds like Franz Ferdinand. I mean, you're going to know instantly that it's a Franz Ferdinand record, but all the artists that I loved and admired when I was growing up, that's what they did. You know, like, I'd listen to bands like the Beatles or Talking Heads, or I'd listen to David Bowie, and you'd always sort of see, you'd look at the progression of them throughout their careers and throughout their lives as artists, and you could listen to any record of theirs, any track, and you'd know it was them from the way that they sang and just something about the character and the identity of the artist. Yet they were always trying to do something new, and I guess that's what we're aspiring to as well.
Funnily enough, I was listening to Always Ascending earlier, and I've been listening to a lot of David Bowie over the last couple of days, and I did hear a little bit of Bowie in that.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I'm really pleased you said that.
It's also a very different track to Feel the Love Go. Would you say it's quite a varied album?
It does go to different places, and that's what you want a record to be. And when we were working on this record, one of the great things about working on this with Philippe Zadar, the producer, is he still very much works in the context of an album, of a body of work. And the idea that when you're making a record, it's, I don't know, it's a bit of a cliche, but a journey that you go different places, it takes you from one place to another. But more like the way that you put together a set if you're a DJ. You know, you build it up and you take it down, and you have dynamics and you have peaks, and then you take it down and you're not just thinking about a song in isolation, but you're thinking about how it all sits together as a whole.
There was a strict rule when we were making it about not talking about singles. And Philippe said, don't think about singles because the other songs will get jealous. So we made it as a record and then decided the singles later on.
So how was it working with Philippe? Did he have a big effect on the album then?
He is a big effect, Philippe.
Okay. Yeah.
it was amazing. I mean, he's a master at what he does. He's a master at his craft, but not only that, he's like a very, you know, he's a very passionate, encouraging guy. He like counts for four people when he's in a room in terms of enthusiasm. So when you're playing a record in the studio, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit of a sort of private experience. You know, you don't have an audience to play to, but being able to see Philippe through the glass and going wild when we were, you know, doing a good take, it was brilliant and really, really encouraging thing.
He's also an incredibly French man as well. He loves good wine, loves good food.
Oh, really?
And when he's excited, I didn't know this was actually a thing, but when he's excited, he goes, oh la la.
I can't believe that's real. That actually happens.
I didn't know that was real either. I thought it was from Allo Allo, but no, you actually. He's such a cool guy, like a really, really super cool guy. And more than anything, a really generous guy. Oh, and that's nice. What you really need. You need somebody who's giving. And because when you make music, it does need to be generous. You need to be giving with your heart and your emotion and sharing it with people. And that's really what he is. He's a great example for that.
Would you say this latest album is, for that reason, quite different to your other ones?
I would say it is different. You know, it's definitely got a different vibe about it, a different mood. But, you know, like I said, you can tell it's Franz Ferdinand straight away.
So you've played Glastonbury and Coachella. First question, obviously, which did you prefer?
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I think I prefer Glastonbury.
Oh, nice, of course.
Yeah, you've got to. I mean, Glastonbury, it's a template for every other festival around the world.
It's legendary. Isn't
it? You know, it was the first, well, not quite the first festival, but yeah, it's the one that so many others followed. I've always enjoyed playing Coachella, but there's something just a little bit clean about Coachella. It's a little bit clean and a little bit Hollywood, and everybody just looks quite perfect there. And I think we're a band of imperfection, so I'm not sure we quite fit in backstage as much as some of the others do. There's lots of people wearing Wellingtons in the sweltering heat of the desert that are completely clean because there's no mud there. You don't need to wear Wellingtons. Just keep your sandals on, pal. You're fine.
Which bands did you get along at Coachella then?
Oh, I mean, like, I got along with all the other bands. It's a great festival, so I love being there. I'm trying to think what I've seen at Coachella that I really loved. Last time I was, New Order were playing, and we were sort of, we had dressing rooms right next to each other with New Order, and they were great, and Bernard had some great stories and talking about the life of that band. Daft Punk played there that year as well.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, incredible. Like, yeah, what a band live. It was really cool. But you've not been yet, have you, Julian?
Not yet, no. I'm excited about
it. Yeah, yeah. Looking forward to going.
So do you boys have any plans this year in terms of festivals? Maybe you will end up going this year. I don't know.
The one that I'm really looking forward to, there's one in Mexico City, and it's one of the biggest festivals in the world. And Mexico is a really beautiful, rich and vibrant country, and to play this festival, it's going to be a total treat. And also, you know that that afterwards you're going to get some really good grub as well.
I was literally about to say that, like, they make the best food. They make the best food. You guys are sorted.
Yeah, you know, because like in the UK, we never really have proper Mexican food. You go to America, you get really good Mexican food, but then again, it's nothing like what you get in Mexico itself. It's totally astonishing. Amazing stuff.
Nice. How would you say your style has kind of changed over the years, or maybe it hasn't changed at all?
I guess some of the principles are still the same. I kind of made a joke about it when we first got the band together. Said we wanted to make music for girls to dance to, but I was
that's good music
as well. You know, and we are still making dance music, and we are still making dance music as a raw rock and roll band. So that's still the same. But I guess as you progress as a band, you want to find new ways of doing it and new techniques, new methods, and new sounds. So it does. It sounds different and the same.
Can I go back a bit now to 2004?
Oh, yeah.
You can take a time machine. You won a Mercury Music Prize that year and also two Brit Awards. What is it like to be honoured in that way?
Yeah.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There's an extra one that's sneaked in there.
Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly.
Well, I won't correct you.
No. Let's say four, shall we?
Let's say four. So you won four Brit Awards and eight Mercury Music Prizes in 2004.
Exactly, yeah.
That was a pretty good year for you, you must say.
It was all right, yeah. It was a fun year. That's the year our first album came out. And it's funny, though, I remember going down to Mercury and I wasn't expecting to win at all. I always presumed it was a band. I presumed it was going to be a band that was maybe a bit more esoteric, that hadn't... Because at that point, you know, we'd been doing okay and people had been buying the record, and I presumed it was going to be a band that was maybe a bit more obscure than us that were going to win. And I wasn't expecting it and hadn't written an acceptance speech or anything like that. if you look back at the footage, I do look a bit shell-shocked and surprised.
How was your speech?
What an honour. It was great. It was a great experience.
Serious question now, very serious question. We are, of course, based in Watford. Have you ever been to Watford?
A friend of mine's from Watford.
Oh, yeah?
I
might know him.
Called, a guy called Tom Burke. He was in a band called Citizens. He's an amazing singer, and I produced. They did an album, and I produced it up at my studio about 4 years ago. Yeah, great band, and he's now doing solo stuff. So that's my primary connection with Watford.
No, I don't think so, but it's a wonderful part of the world.
It is indeed. Oh, you're just schmoozing now. You're just schmoozing.
I do remember, like, what there's a famous YouTube video of an MC called Taz from Watford.
Oh yeah.
And like I always remember that, like always like a beatboxer or something.
Beatboxer.
Yeah. It's like Taz from Watford.
Well,
yeah, you have to look it up.
Was he good?
In a way, yeah.
All right,
in a way. What kind of way? Well, boys, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I hope the rest of your day is nice and productive, and you get to have a break from talking very soon.
Hey, cheers, Sam. Thanks a million. Hope your day's a good one as well. All the best.
Awesome. Would you like to introduce your latest single?
Hey, this is Alex.
This is Julian.
We're from Franz Ferdinand, and you are listening to Feel the Love Go on Vibe 107.6.